picture to put up there for you. All right, Psalm 71. We're going to kind of walk ourselves through the psalm and let the Lord speak to our hearts. What a great song service. We've had some testimonies. We've had some interesting announcements. I guess it must be the Colts opening day if you... Whose son is that anyway? But so a lot of things happening, but now we want to settle in and let the Word of God speak to our hearts and challenge us. And there's some things, as we start this psalm out, things that we know. I want you to think, what do I know about my God? And the psalmist really is going to say, I have known these things since I was just a little kid. And so think about the things that you've kind of always known about God. Little kids have a built-in knowledge about God that we can build on if we will be wise in raising them. And so, they know that there is a God in heaven who loves them. They don't question that. They sing it with confidence. Jesus loves me. This I know. And so the psalmist says, I've known these things from just my childhood. And because of knowing these things, there's some ways it's going to impact my life. And that's really what Psalm 71 is all about. Let's begin at verse 1. In thee, O Lord, do I put my trust. Let me never be put to confusion. Deliver me in thy righteousness and cause me to escape. Incline thine ear unto me and save me. Be thou my strong habitation, whereunto I may continually resort. Thou hast given commandment to save me, for thou art my rock and my fortress. Deliver me, O God, O my God, out of the hand of the wicked, out of the hand of the unrighteous and cruel man. For thou art my hope, O Lord. Thou art my trust from my youth. By thee have I been holden up from the womb. Thou art he that took me out of my mother's bowels. My praise shall be continually of thee. I am as a wonder unto many, but thou art my strong refuge. Father, we pray as we look at this passage of Scripture, the Lord, you will show us your truth. And the God, because we know things about you, because we are aware of things that about you that we've learned over the years, even from our youth, God, I pray that we would act upon them, that we would allow you to change us, mold us, to react to difficulties in a different way than everyone else. And may we then show forth the example of what it is for someone to have a God who works in our hearts and lives every day and becomes our strong refuge. Father, we'll thank and praise you for all that you do. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. We're going to focus first on the things that the psalmist says he knows about God and kind of walk ourselves through those things. Then we'll go back and see how that should impact us. Because we know these things about God, what should then be our response, our reaction to it? So we'll kind of work ourselves through the whole psalm. I'm not going to take time to read it. I'm aware that we're pushed for time, and so we'll keep things moving here. Let's take a look first, if you would, at verse 3. Well, let's jump down to verse 17 real quickly and just show you something else. He says, O God, thou hast taught me from my youth. Hitherto have I declared thy wondrous works. So, I mean, we've known these things for years in our hearts, and many, because you're second, third generation Christians, you've known them literally since you left the womb. And he talks about this God who brings him out of his mother's womb and begins to do a work immediately in his life. We could all kind of work through, if we had the time, to go through the ways that God has just worked. And, he knew the day that we were born. He knew everything, well, the day we were conceived, actually, right? He has already known everything about us. In Psalm 139, David talks about that. I am wondrously and marvelously made. And God had his hand on that. Jeremiah says, while he was still in his womb, the Lord was already making plans for Jeremiah. And it's an amazing God that we have. And here's David just reminding us of what we know about God. So let's step through what we know about God. In verse 3, God is our strong habitation, our rock and our fortress. Do you know that about your God? He is your strong habitation. He's a place where you can run to. The Bible says in another psalm, I can't remember where it's at, so I won't try to tell you. But it says, the name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run into it. Anybody know what the rest of it says? And are safe. The righteous run into it and are safe. That's what God does. Do we know this God of ours to be this strong habitation, our rock and our fortress? Brian was just singing about, facing situations in life that we don't fully understand. Don't get me started. I'm going to start crying. How often do we come across those situations in our lives that we just can't comprehend, and we don't know why it is that God allows things, why it is that God puts things into our lives. In fact, look at verse 11. Let me show you this, because this is what the psalmist is really going through, saying, God has... I'm sorry, that's not the verse I'm looking for. That's what the lost people are saying. Where is it? Verse 20, God, which has showed me, look what it says, great and sore, what's the word? Troubles. Wow. Have you met this God that you have trouble understanding sometimes? Because life is difficult. Man is born to troubles, the sparks fly upward. I'm reminded in Mark chapter 2 of that story it's hard to wrap your mind around it. Jesus walks into the city and all the people come out of the city to meet Jesus, and they're bringing their sick and their lame and all of those to be healed. And when you read the passage, what you get is there's this vast crowd of people and there's a line formed. And at some point, Jesus says, we need to stop. I need to go and pray. And he goes and he walks away from the crowd. And he literally goes overnight. I mean, he goes to pray, and he prays throughout the night. And the disciples come to get him the next morning and say, Jesus, the crowd is still there. There's still a bunch of people waiting to see you. And what is amazing is what happens next when Jesus says, we're not going back. We're going to the next city. And I think about what it must have been like for someone to face up to a God. I mean, you've been standing in line all night long with your sick child, knowing that the healer is three people away. And then he walks away and doesn't come back. At that moment, we're called upon to remember what we know about God. I know that God is my rock and my fortress, and he is my habitation when life is difficult. Go down to verse 5. It says, for thou art my hope, O Lord God. Thou art my trust from my youth. That hope is that expectation, that anticipation of knowing that God is doing a work and that God hasn't forgotten about us. And I can learn to trust in him even from my youth up. In verse 6, by thee have I been holding up from the womb. Thou art he that took me out of my mother's womb. This is the God that has never been surprised by anything about my life. He's always known what was going on. You know, when I was born, God knew that Melody was going to be my wife. And God knew when Melody and I got married that we would not be able to have children the conventional way. And so as Melody and I are facing struggles and we're trying to figure out why and why and why, God is saying, trust me, I've always been around. I was there when you were born. I know all of these circumstances. Nothing has caught me off guard yet. And I am your rock and your fortress, and you can trust me. Look at verse 7. I am as a wonder unto many, but thou art my strong refuge. No one else can figure me out. I am as a wonder unto many. People look at me and scratch their heads. But thou, O Lord, thou art my strong refuge. Look at verse 19. It says, thy righteousness also, O God, is very high. Who has done great things, O God, who is like unto thee? I mean, this is the God that we know. He is a God who does great things. He is a God who is always perfectly righteous. God does nothing wrong. And God did not make a mistake in your life and mine when he allowed cancer to step in. God did not make a mistake in our church when he allowed so many of our church people to have to deal with this thing called cancer all of a sudden. God hasn't been taken by surprise. The same God that we learn to trust in our youth is the God who we run to and are safe. He is our strong refuge. He says in verse 21, "Thou shalt increase my greatness and comfort me on every side." These are the things that the psalmist knew about God. God is going to bless me. In the end, everything that happens works together for good. In the end, I am blessed. And while I may not understand it at this moment, my job at this moment is to trust Him. Because in the end, I will be blessed. He will increase me greatly. So then, what do we do with all of that? And He's going to comfort me. So what do we do with all of this? So here's what the psalmist then says. Because I know these things about God, here's how it's going to impact my life. Here's what I'm going to do. In verses 2 and 4, I'm going to just give these to you quickly, and you can kind of go back and read this psalm. In verses 2 and 4, he says, I'm going to trust God to deliver me. Do you feel like that you're surrounded right now by troubles? In Psalm 57, I think it is, in verse 4, he says, how is it he says it? It's something about living among lions. Living among lions. Right? The devil as a roaring lion goes about seeking whom he may devour. You ever feel like you're living among lions? You ever feel like that every day you wake up, life has become just a constant struggle, a constant battle, and you're living among lions? And yet we need to remember what we know about God. I know that God is going to be my deliverer, that God has not taken His hand off of me. God has not forgotten about me. I am fearfully and wonderfully made, and that God who brought me out of my mother's womb and has been raising me up and working in my life ever since can be trusted now in the midst of this moment when it seems like life is not making any sense. And that was a great song, Brian. And to remind us that now it's time to pray again. That's what the psalmist is saying. In verse 2, here's what I know, that God's going to incline His ear to me. And so because of that, He's going to save me and cause me to escape in verse 2. Look at that. I love verse 2 is just a great passage. In verse 9, God's not going to forsake or cast us off. I love this. Look at verse 9. Cast me off in the time of old age. Hey, listen, God's not going to get you so far and say, okay, you're on your own now, buddy. You know, that's not what God does. That's not the kind of God that we have. The God that we have brought us up from our youth, and He's not going to forsake us when life gets tough, and He's not going to forsake us when we get a little older, and He's not going to turn His back on us. So what am I going to do? Verse 1, I will trust in Him. In Thee, O Lord, do I put my trust. It doesn't make sense, God, but since I know that You love me, and You have since the day I was born, since before I was born, and since I can look back and see Your hand at work here, and Your hand at work here, and Your hand at work here, I'm going to trust that while I may not understand it now, I'm going to trust that I can still trust You. So in Thee, O Lord, do I put my trust. You know, if we were to walk through this room and kind of just share our past, all of us have checkered pasts. We just do. You say, oh, you don't know me, Pastor. Yes, I do. All have sinned and come short of the glory of God. It's just how you checker it. You understand? And when I say checker it, everybody gets a little panicky. No, unlike you, Pastor, I've never been arrested. All right. All of us have a checkered past. You understand? We do. And so, but when you look back, you see what God did in the midst of the checkering. While we're making a mess of things, God is doing a work. So the truth is, I stand before you today, saved and on my way to heaven, because one day, my mom and dad got a divorce. And I started going to church. And today, I stand before you, you know, as a pastor, because one day, God, who decided to work in spite of the fact that I was an immature person, after He had saved me, called me into ministry. And I stand before you today, not because God has done anything special. I stand before you as a father because God chose to intervene. When my daughter was about to be aborted, and God said, I've got plans for her. God does a work, and we don't understand at the time. At the time, we struggle to get it. We trust God, and God steps in. So the psalm says, I know some things about you, God, so I don't know about this situation in my life, but I know you. I'm going to trust you. Look what else he says in verse 3. I will continually resort to this God. I'm going to keep running to God, because life's going to continue to slap me upside the head. So I'm going to continue to run to God. In verse 6, by thee have I been holding up from the womb. Thou art my rock out of my mother's bowels. Listen to what it says. My praise shall be continually of thee. And if you look through the number of times he says, I'm going to praise. Verse 8, let my mouth be filled with praise. He's going to praise the Lord. You and I ought to, because of what we know about God, make the shift from being shaken by struggles in life to trusting him in such a way that it changes it to praise. I will praise thee. I will lift up my voice and praise you. In verse 14, I will praise you. In verses 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, I'm going to tell everybody about you, about what you have done, about how great you are. And we get the last three verses, 22, 23, 24. Verse 22. I will also praise thee with the psaltery, even with thy truth, O my God. Unto thee will I sing with the harp, O thou Holy One of Israel. My lips shall greatly rejoice when I sing unto thee, O my soul, which thou hast redeemed. My tongue also shall talk of thy righteousness. When? All the day long. For they are confounded, for they are brought unto shame that seek my hurt. You know, there's a lot of troubles out there. There's a lot of things I don't understand, but this I know. God's going to do a work. And what's going to end up happening is right now I may be confused. God, do you really still care about what happens in my life? But one day, if I trust God, and if I let that trust turn into praise, and I let that praise turn into sharing about the love of God with others, here's what happens. God takes the problem and makes other people look at us and say, how in the world could that happen? Look what it says in verse 22. For they are confounded, for they are brought into shame that seek my hurt. God's going to turn everything around for his honor and for his glory. And while I may not know what you're going through right now, and I may not understand why you're going through it, this I know about God. He's still trustworthy. And he still loves us. And he is worthy of our running to, our continually going to him, taking refuge. He is the strong tower. He is that refuge, that habitation. He is the fortress, the rock. This is what I know. So when life is getting difficult, I trust him. And because I trust him, I praise him. And because I praise him, I tell others about him. And when we do that, God, on display for the whole world to see, makes us a wonder. How could God take someone like that and use them? I'm reminded of the apostles in the New Testament when people were amazed because they were ignorant and unlearned men, and yet God was using them to turn the world upside down. This is the God that we have. What are you going through right now? What circumstance and situation has brought you to the place where you're doubting and questioning and wondering whether God even cares anymore? what's taken place in your heart and life that has caused you to question. Can I today remind you of what you already know about God? That God is the strong tower, the fortress, the rock. And He is one that you have continually run to before, and you can find refuge in Him today. And that God has not forsaken you. He's not left you. He hasn't forsaken you because of your old age. Look at what it says at the last part of that verse, by the way. Cast me not, verse 9, cast me not off in time of old age, and forsake me not when my strength faileth. Lord, when I get doubtful and questioning, and rather than having faith and trust in you, when my strength fails, the Lord still doesn't forsake me. This is the kind of God that we have. And whatever you're going through right now, God's going to get you to the other side. And when He does, everyone around you is going to stand in awe and wonder at what God has done. So that people who are actually acting as your enemy right now would be confounded, amazed. Everything, they're going to be halted, and all the things that they're trying to do will be stopped, and God will be proven to be the victor.